Trel be'ezer shem milurin daf kuf samach megin perikid pashat, the 10th perik of Masech the Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learn about include two possible formats of a get, any type of legal document, a get pashat, a standard document containing a body of continuous text, a get mekusher, a more complex format, as Rashbam explains, kesev shita u'manich chalak kashir shita haksuva v'kaifla ala chalak v'teifer. The teifus, the standard section of the document, is written in the usual format. However, the text of the Torah, the details specific to this particular document, is written on alternating lines. Each line is folded over the adjacent blank space and sewn down, creating a series of folds. The Mishnah discusses two distinctions between these formats, Edev Mitoichai or Me'achayrif, whether they are signed inside the document, directly beneath the text, or on the back of the document, and Edev Bishnayim or Bishleisha, whether they require two or three signers. Heichen Edem Chaisman. Where exactly do witnesses sign on a get mekusher? Whether being kesher lekesher me'avroi, on the back of the document between the folds, or achayri haksav u'keneged haksav mi'bachutz, on the back of the document opposite the text. Dima zayef v'kasef. The Gemara explains why we are not concerned for forgeries in a get mekusher and references the following halachas. Chad shrir v'kayim kesvinan. One writes the words shrir v'kayim, it is so established one time, at the end of the document, so that he cannot add anything before or after. Machak pasul, if there is an erase section, the document is invalid even if we confirm the erasure.